عنه قال كنا إذا كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فتفرق بيننا الشجرة فإذا التقينا يسلم بعضنا على بعض. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu explains, he says when they were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if any tree had to come in between, and then for that short moment they would be separated, when they would see each other again after the tree, then again they would make salam to each other, to show the extreme importance of making salam, and how the Sahaba made ifsha'us salam, how they made the salam widespread. So likewise at home, when we're entering the home, we make salam. When we're leaving the home, we make salam. When we see each other after separating, going into our own rooms, and then coming out, we should make salam. Before sleeping, greet each other. When we wake up, and we greet each other. When we come to the masjid, we see our Muslim brothers, we greet each other. If we see a Muslim on the road, then we make salam. We find that salam was among the first things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught to Adam alayhi salam when he was created. One of the first lessons was about salam. Allah ta'ala sent him to the angels and said, go and greet them and see how they replied to you. So that lesson started right there. And Jannat is known as Darus Salam. So salam, so to say, started in the heavens. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it our greeting in this world. And the salam is full of meaning. You find other greetings, they have little or no meaning. Good morning, good evening, hello. Little or no meaning. But the salam has such a great meaning. As we read yesterday, it reminds a person about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the giver of peace. As-salamu alaykum. It shows that you have nothing to fear from me. It is a dua for a believer that may peace be with you, may you be at ease. It shows that I got no malice, no hatred, I want the best for you. So salam is full of meaning and full of rewards as well. So it started in the heavens and then we should spread it on this earth. And then when a person passes away and Allah Ta'ala is pleased with him, and then he will be told, Salamun alaykum, the angels will come and they will greet him. Salamun alaykum, salamun alaykum, peace be upon you now, rest in peace. When he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will tell him, Salamun qawlam min rabbi rahim, salam upon you. When he will enter Jannat, udkhuluha bi salam, enter Jannat with salam. And in Jannat also, salam, salam. That will be the greeting in Jannat. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum, fa ni'ma uqbad dar. And subhanallah, what peace and enjoyment. This world, although there's a place called Darus Salam, but Jannat is Darus Salam. This world is Darul Ghurur, a place of deception. Darul Imtihan, Darul Amal. It is a place of test and trial. It is a place of action. And the real place of peace is in Jannat. And so, if we want that Jannat and we want that Darus Salam, then we need to make an effort for it. And one of the great efforts is, right at the beginning, is to spread salam and to create this unity. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, should I not show you something? لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You cannot enter Jannat until you believe. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. And you cannot believe until you have love for each other. أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم. Shouldn't I show you something? If you do it, then you will have love for each other. أفشوا السلام بينكم. So this is a prescription from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that among the things that we need to do if we want to create this unity, love, to become true believers, then one of it is to spread salam. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.